Rio de Janeiro promotes itself around the world as Brazil's marvelous city, a city that every year holds a huge, crazy carnival. This year, though, Rio has seen a surge of violence. In one neighborhood, it's so serious the army has been deployed. NPR's Philip Reeves says this is denting the confidence of a city that is deeply proud of its reputation for hospitality and fun.
Are y'all ready?
A huge crowd is dancing, their arms swaying aloft. This is Rock in Rio, a festival in the giant park built for last year's Olympics. 700,000 people turned out over two long weekends to see Maroon 5, Guns N' Roses, Alicia Keys, and many other stars. On this night, the crowd includes Aline Firmiano, who's wearing a broad smile.
I came to see Justin Timberlake, my future husband.
Oh, your future husband?
Yeah, exactly.
Does he know about you yet?
Not yet.
Firmiano's 31 and a carioca. That's the term for people who are born in Rio de Janeiro. She says her home city means everything to her.
I really love my city.
Tell me about that. What is it you love?
Because just look around. People, you can stop and you can have friends in 30 seconds. You can have a hug, you can have lunch. I lived 2 years outside Brazil and I didn't have a hug.
Is no one hugged you in 2 years?
No.
Roberto Caetano, a law student, says he loves Rio as if it was his mother. But adds,
I have to be honest with you. Sometimes in Rio, I had to put my cell phone in my underwear just for safety, you know?
Yet while Rock in Rio was going on, so was this. 13 miles away, in Brazil's largest favela, or shantytown.
Caramba.
This firefight, recorded by residents, was one of many ignited by a leadership conflict between a drug lord and a rival. After 6 days of trouble, the authorities sent in nearly 1,000 soldiers to surround the favela. The place is called Rocinha. Rocinha's a vast jumble of houses, stacked up a hillside, threaded through with tiny alleys. At least 100,000 people live here, including Ivan dos Santos, who's been here for nearly 7 decades.
Há muito tempo que eu não tinha esse...
And hasn't seen violence like this in years. Dos Santos' son, Gilvan, also lives here with his 13-year-old boy.
My son gets really frightened. He sees these armed guys passing by. We have to hide him and keep him down on the floor to make sure he isn't hit by a stray bullet.
Rio de Janeiro has long been blighted by violent crime. It recently hosted the World Cup and Olympic Games. Ahead of those big events, the authorities launched a so-called pacification program to try to impose government control in favelas run by drug gangs.
It has failed completely.
Julita Lemgruber, a former police ombudsman, believes that's because the government has no long-term security policy and has lost credibility, thanks to a long-running scandal that's exposed many of Brazil's top leaders as corrupt.
It's very clear that the drug dealers are watching a lack of authority, a lack of legitimacy of the government, of the police. It's a vacuum of power, really.
These days, there are shootings in some favelas pretty much every day. Robberies and murders statewide are also on the rise.
Sou esposa de policial militar assassinado no Rio de Janeiro.
Lucília Ricon Lance is the wife of one of the 103 police officers killed in Rio this year. Two young men held up her husband when he was off duty, grabbed his police weapon and shot him 15 times with it. Afterwards, they posted selfies, posing with the gun, because, says Lance, in Rio's favelas,
eles viram o rei da favela.
Killing a cop makes you king. Lucília Lance is also a carioca, who thinks her city's ruined by rampant corruption and crime.
Sabe aquela fruta bonita por fora, linda e por dentro?
She compares Rio with a fruit, beautiful on the outside, but rotten within. Talk to many cariocas, though, and you'll often find them struggling to reconcile their love of the place with their fear of it. Their pride in their town remains strangely intact, even in Rocinha, the favela with troops on the streets. Gilvan dos Santos worries about his 13-year-old boy, who hasn't been to school for days because of the violence, yet asks dos Santos what he thinks of his city now, and this is his reply.
I like this place, you understand? If it wasn't for this violence, we'd be out barbecuing and living very well and in harmony.
Rio is still a marvelous city, he says. no matter what. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.